Fiat. November 3rd, 1936. Reflections between creator and creature. Inseparability from each other. How in each instant God asks the creature to receive the life of his will. How with one who decides to live of it, God covers everything she has done with his divine will. I'm always in the arms of the divine volition. I felt its creative power inside and outside of me, such that, giving me no time for anything else, I want and I ask for myself and for all, for nothing other than the coming of the divine will to reign upon the earth. My God, what a magnetic force it possesses, such that while it gives itself completely and invests you from all sides, at the same time, it takes everything that belongs to the littleness of the poor creature. But while my mind was immersed in the crowd of so many thoughts concerning the divine fiat, my always lovable Jesus visiting my little soul, all goodness, and told me, "My blessed daughter, our infinite love is always excessive and gives of the incredible. It is enough to tell you that it is so great that we do nothing other than reflect ourselves continuously in the creature. She lives under our continuous reflections. If we move, our incessant motion reflects itself in her in order to give her life. Our love reflects itself in her in order to tell her constantly, 'I love you.' Our power reflects itself in her in order to sustain her. In sum, our wisdom reflects itself and directs her. Our light reflects itself and illumines her. Our goodness reflects itself and compassionates her. Our beauty reflects itself and embellishes her. Our Supreme Being pours itself without ever ceasing over the creature. But this is not all. As we reflect ourselves in her, so that she reflect herself in us. So, if she thinks, we feel the reflection of her thoughts. If she speaks, she reflects her word in us. We feel the reflection of her heartbeat deep inside our bosom. The motion of her works, the treading of her steps. Such inseparability passes between the divine being and the human that one pours himself constantly into the other. Our love is so great that we place ourselves in the condition as if we could not be without the creature. But this is nothing yet. If our love does not give unto excesses, it is not content. Now, knowing that if the creature does not possess the life of our divine volition, there's a great difference between her reflections and ours. Assuming the attitude of supplicating love, as she prays, it prays her to let our will reign in her mind. If she speaks, it begs her to let it reign in her words. If she palpitates, works, and walks, it besieges her to let my divine will reign in everything. In sum, in each thing she does, it has a moan, a sigh, a plea, which, enveloping her, says to her constantly, 'Receive my fiat. Let yourself be invested by my fiat. Oh, please, possess my fiat. Let me see in you the life of my fiat reigning, dominating, and celebrating. I pray you, do not deny me your will, and I will give you mine.' And if it obtains this, as though having obtained the most precious thing, it encloses her within its love. It veils her with its light and gives rise to its perennial feast in the creature. It changes its moans and sighs into joys and placing itself as her guard, my will triumphant, hears in her the notes of its love, saying on both sides, we love each other of one single love. We have and live the same life. Your fiat is yours and mine. So, in her arises the harmony, the order of her creator. Our will, our love, has obtained its purpose. There's nothing left for it but to enjoy its beloved creature. This is why, my daughter, we so much take to heart giving the gift of our will as life, which is our deep longing from all centuries, or rather, our eternal longing, that we have been yearning for the creature to be with a portent of our will in her. We felt the joy, the happiness of the many lives of ours bilocated, multiplied, and formed in them. Otherwise, the creation would not have been so great after all. And if we created so many things and issued them to the light of day, it was because this was to serve for the portent of portents, that of forming, by virtue of our fiat, our life in the creature. And if it were not so, it would be for us as if we had done nothing. Therefore, content your Jesus. Give peace to my love that is constantly delirious. And unifying yourself with me, long, pray, and ask that my will may reign in you and in all. And as he was saying this, he took a veil of light and covered me completely, and I could not come out from within it. After this, I continued to think of the divine will, and oh, how many sweet and dear surprises passed through my mind. Oh, if I could express them with words, I would make the whole world astounded, and all would love to possess the divine will, but alas, the language of heaven does not adapt itself to the language of the earth. And so, I'm forced to move on. And my beloved Jesus, coming back to his little and poor ignorant daughter with an unspeakable love, told me, daughter of my volition, listen to me. Pay attention to me. I want to tell you of the act most beautiful, most tender, and of love most intense of my fiat. Now, you must know that all the acts, thoughts, words, past, present, and future, are all present before the Supreme Being. Hence, the creature did not yet exist in time, and her acts were dazzling before us. And why this? Because the prime act of the creature is done by my fiat. There's not one thought, word, or work which my fiat does not initiate. It can be said that the creature is formed in God first, with all of her acts, and then we issue her to the light of day. Now, the creature, by doing her will, detaches herself from the divine acts, but cannot destroy the fact that the life of her acts has had the fiat as its beginning. All of them were its properties. But by using her own free will, she has exchanged the divine acts with the human. But if man denies the one who gave life to his acts, my will does not deny its own acts. Therefore, listen to the greatest excess of the love of my will. As soon as the creature decides, with immutable firmness, to want to live off my will, letting it reign and dominate within her. Our infinite goodness is so great, and so is our love, which knows not how to resist a true decision from the creature. More so, since it does not want to see acts dissimilar from ours in her. Listen to what it does. It covers with my will everything she has done up to that point. It molds them. It transforms them with its light, in such a way that it sees everything through the prodigy of its transforming love, that everything is its will in the creature. And with love fully divine, it continues to form its life and its acts in the creature. Is this not an excessive and astounding love of my volition? And together with this, it's making everyone beside, even the most ungrateful ones, to let my will live in them, knowing that it wants to put everything aside and cover and make up for all that is lacking in them of my will. This also says the absolute will of ours, a wanting to reign in the midst of creatures, as it does not want to look at anything or at what the creature lacks, wanting to give to her not as recompense, checking on whether she deserves it or not, but as a free gift from our great generosity and as the fulfillment of our own will. And to fulfill our will is everything for us.